I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. Tomorrow morning, make that very early tomorrow morning, I'll head east to Evanston, Illinois for Iowa's 11 a.m. kickoff with Northwestern at Ryan Field. It'll be my eighth trip to the home of the Wildcats since I began covering Iowa football full-time during the 2001 season. That year, the Hawkeyes whooped the Cats 59-16 on the road, but it hasn't always been easy in Evanston for the team in black and gold. I had a sinking suspicion that I've seen Northwestern win more games than Iowa at Ryan Field over the years, and a quick look at the series results confirmed my initial thoughts. Northwestern has won four of those games in Evanston, while Iowa has managed three victories. The Hawkeyes have a good shot at evening up things tomorrow, but it won't come easy. Growing up, I was accustomed to seeing Northwestern on Iowa's schedule and assuming a victory each season. I was born in 1980, the seventh year of a 21-year winning streak against the Wildcats. Things changed in 1995 when Gary Barnett and Northwestern had a season for the ages, and they haven't been the same since. Simply put, this is no longer the Northwestern that former Iowa coach Hayden Fry would routinely run up the score against, going so far at one point to say to Barnett afterward, "I hope we didn't hurt any of your boys," in 1992 following a 56-14 shellacking at Kinnick Stadium. From that point on, Iowa became, in Barnett's terms, a red-letter game. And from Barnett to the late Randy Walker to current coach Pat Fitzgerald, that's just what this game has remained for the Wildcats. Whether Iowa fans want to admit this or not, Northwestern is every bit as much of a rival as Minnesota or Wisconsin at this point. You don't need a trophy when these teams get together. It's a rivalry fueled by plain old-fashioned dislike with just a dash of begrudging mutual respect. Northwestern has won the last three meetings in the series, dating back to a 38-31 victory over the Hawkeyes in Iowa City in 2016. The odds are long that they'll make it four in a row tomorrow afternoon, but then again, the odds were against the Cats the last two seasons when they found a way to claw out 17-10 and 14-10 wins over Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes. Points will be at a premium once again as the home team boasts one of the most anemic offenses in the Big Ten. Brian Ferentz's play calling hasn't inspired much confidence among Hawkeye fans in recent weeks either, and the one thing Northwestern has going for it is a confident defense. Whomever wins tomorrow afternoon, rest assured it won't be easy.